Chizik and Chasidus number 12. Our second one on Amuna. Alin Shbein Tzchus for Lili Nishmas. For Blazer Geldzal, his yard site is tomorrow night. As Kislev. And for Fushlem, for Mordechai Yachiv Yudah Ben Rivka, Besor Shcha Yisrael. Three ideas. Here we go. We're going to call this one, Emuna is in our veins. It's part of our DNA. Says the Bnei Yitzchus from the Sefer Derech B'Kudecha, Mitzvah Yud Aleph. Mishu Be'emes Mizera Yisrael, someone who's a Jew, is a Yid. You have Jewish blood. Lo yelo sfegos bikore emuna. A Jew can never have any doubts. Why? Ki zeh Yerushalayim me'avoseinu b'li chakira. It's mamish in our veins. It's in our inheritance. It's in our will. It's in our passion, in our DNA, in our bloodstream. That we have emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Bnei Yitzchus, Rak Yerusha b'teva, like the Ribbono Shel Olam told Atal's Avraham Avinu in Perek Yudches and Pasuk Yutes in Bereishis. It's Yerusha. It's an inheritance. Ki yidativ l'man asher yitzave ezbonav ezbezo achrav v'shamu derech Hashem lasos stoko mishpat. Says the Bnei Yitzchus, having emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam is not something you choose. It's something that we have. It's in our innate nature. And the Bnei Yitzchus says this actually also in Maimer Si in Siva, Maimer Hey Oz Beis, Ha'amuna Hazos Be'os Lanu, Merushas Avosenu, U'maymen Hanichpad. We get it from our Sinai. Every single Jewish soul, Pid the Zohar, we were there. And because we were there, we got Amuna in our veins. Ata Harei Saladas, Ki Hashem Elokim Ein Od Milvado. We have the Ribbono Shel Olam inside our veins. That's what the Bnei Yitzchus writes at Derech Pugudecha, and that's what he writes at Bnei Yitzchus in the Maimar Sivan. But to take it a step further, in the Sefer Mayan Ganim, I'm not sure who that is, he says, what does it mean, he did Savez Banav, you should commend your children, about, I believe it's talking about the mitzvah of Bris Milah and to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. What is Yitzava? Yitzava is a lotion of Yechaber, es Bnei Acharav. That at the end of the day, they should follow and feel connected, because at the end of the day, it's Kfar Yerushalayim b'teva me'aron vino, and munus oimen lahamin, and munus shlema b'li chakira moifes. You don't need to see people walking on the moon, walking on water to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's inside our veins. It's inside of us. This is exactly what the Chiddush Yom tells us. The Chiddush Yom in Parshas Lech Lecha as well. He tells us, why do we end up, the first bracha in Shemon Esrei with Magen Avram? Magen Avram, because there's a point inside each and every single one of us called Magen Avram. Nukudas Hapnimis, Benefesh Kol Yehudi, that Pintel Yid, that believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Nechuda Bechol Ish Yisrael. That no matter what a Jew does, a Jew could always come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but whatever, no matter what a Jew does, a Jew is a believer. We have the Emuna, we have the Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. So someone who tells you they don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going against your DNA. Maybe your heart and maybe your mind doesn't believe, but in your DNA, in your bloodstream, we have that neshama that believes firmly in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the Bnei Yitzchus writes in Derech B'Kudecha Mitzvah Yud Aleph. That same idea is brought out Bnei Yitzchus in Sivan Maimer Hei Oz Beis, Sivan Mayan Ganim, and then the Chiddush Yom tells us the Parshas Lech Lecha, that every single one of us have that this something called the Magen Avram, to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. No matter what's going on in our lives, or COVID-19, or anything else happening, we have it in our veins to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. A neshama is a part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the Baal Tani says, which means we have the capacity, it's in our DNA, to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, no matter what we are going through. Shkoich.